proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
I'm dying to know, Lindsay, do you have more pumpkin things to do this weekend?
I do.
Of course you do.
I do. You know, I have the one-year-old birthday that's a pumpkin theme.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you haven't done all of that yet. I forgot. I was thinking that was last week. Last week was just the go to the pumpkin patch with your friends and take pictures of them with their kids. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, you haven't done the one-year-old birthday party that's a theme for the adults as well.
Right.
Or the
and then theme. I have the witches.
Yeah, and you have a women-only witches party, and then Sunday taking your kids for a Halloween activity at the mall.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I thought all of that had already happened. I can't keep the days straight.
I did find out a little bit of information last night, though, that I think Kyle will be happy about. The mall thing is going to be outside in this, like, new, you know, outdoor vibe situation. I can't explain it.
What atrium?
Atrium, maybe a good word, sure. Mm-hmm. And they have huge new big screens, and they're going to be playing football. So they're going to have beer and football for him.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what time the Bears play. That's going to be a tough one because a lot of times they put our local team on the screen.
Yeah. But, I mean, his team's quarterback wears nail polish, so.
Does he?
Yeah.
Ew. I don't ever watch the games. Who is that guy?
His name's Caleb Williams. He's the one that he played in college. He lost a big game and went into the stands and buried his head in his mama's bosom and cried hysterically.
You're kidding.
On TV.
You're kidding.
Mm-mm.
I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed for him.
Yeah.
How is he, young guy?
Yeah. Younger? Yeah, he's young, but still, he's just, you know, you don't go cry in your mama's bosom on TV.
I hope Brooks does that one day. I'm just kidding. That's embarrassing, I'll say.
Yeah, but I mean, if you need some ammunition to pick at Kyle about, yeah. You know, and he does, he wears nail polish all the time.
I will.
Like, not just like black nail polish either, like a rock and roller or a goth kind of thing. He wears like lady color nail polishes.
I should have told my brother because my brother and him went back and forth last week about my brother seems Washington, and I guess they played Washington. And he should have said that.
Yeah.
I was on their group text for some reason. I'm like, don't include me on this.
Hey, ask your brother if he would wear any LSU merch because their phenom quarterback for Washington is from LSU.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll ask him. I'm sure he will. He loves the whatever they are.
Redskins.
Yeah. It's still Redskins. It's something else, right? Yeah,
they call them the Commanders now, but
Commanders. I forget that every time because I grew up with the Redskins, you know?
Yeah, I did too. They were nice people.
Yeah. And that was, I mean, technically that was one of the closest teams to where we grew up.
Yeah. So. Before there were Panthers, that was your local team.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let me ask about these nails. Is he doing like a French tip or is he just doing like themed colors? Like what's the color scheme? I guess I want to know.
Yeah. I don't know the theme every week or whatever, but I just know that I've seen them painted. And a minute ago I said they're painted women colors too. Well, all nail polish is women colors. It doesn't matter what color it is.
True.
So I misspoke. But I've seen him in some pastels and some brights.
Oh, God, some brights.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb, what did you say?
Williams. It's spelled with a C.
A pretty blue pastel for Easter?
Mm-hmm.
I can't. This one, does he have his, he has breast cancer. Ribbon.
Mm-hmm. But still, I mean, you can commemorate Breast Cancer Awareness Month by doing something more manly.
Like, here's the thing. if you've got a daughter and like, you know, she's painting your dad's nails, like, and it's funny and cute. Mm-hmm. And it's like one or two, you know, it's like,
yeah,
but this is, he doesn't have any kids, right?
No. And it's not because of the kids. He's, I guarantee you he's going to the nail salon and getting them painted.
You think
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. No. He has Go Bears number. Is that an 18? Whatever he is.
13, I think is in them. Maybe. I'm not sure.
That's wild.
Yeah. And then around the sports talk world, they're giving some of these coaches a hard time, especially the coach of the Miami Dolphins, for wearing capri pants.
Oh, but, okay. Yeah. I've seen that. Miami coach is kind of a tiny little guy, too. Yeah,
he's a little nerd. And he's funny, you know, but it's like he's wearing joggers and then he pulls them up, you know, shin high.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think some of that is because he's trying to show off his, he's what they call a sneakerhead. And he wears, you know, really expensive tennis shoes. Tennies.
That's not bad to me. The nails is.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, I mean, there, and I've been telling y'all for years that there is a feminization of the NFL going on, and it has been.
That's a shame.
Making it, you know, all of the promotions and commercials and all of that stuff is about women. The NFL shop commercials are about women buying the NFL gear.
And it's cute now, like real cute now.
You know what the look is around Nashville, and I guess it's that way just for women in general. On game day, they wear their jerseys, their Titans jerseys, women do, and shorts and dressy knee-high boots. Not cowboy boots, but the like zip-up-the-side boots.
Like real boots. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Fashion like boots.
Yeah. Like those old Fry boots they used to, you know, yeah. Women wore those Fry boots.
Man.
It looks weird. Yeah. I never like casual, and I was talking about this on TJ and Jody's house this week. I never like casual footwear with a dressy outfit or vice versa. Like I hate seeing men wearing suits with tennis shoes. I hate it. And Jody's like, I like that look.
Yeah. And it's more so popular now than ever, especially for women to wear like dressy dresses with tennis shoes, like expensive fashion tennis shoes, you know?
Yeah. You know what else I never have been able to get on board with, as the kids say? Those light brown shoes with a darker, well, even a lighter suit, like a light gray suit or a blue suit with those brown dress shoes. I hate that.
Yeah.
Your dress shoes should blend with your suit pants.
Yeah.
You know, there shouldn't be that big of a drastic contrast.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's what's been in the fashion.
Yeah. What, like a navy suit?
See, I never would have a navy suit. Back when I wore suits, I wouldn't get a navy suit ever.
Yeah.
Because traditionally your shoes have to be as dark or darker than the pants on the suit. And I wasn't going to wear black and navy together.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I can't stand that. Mm-hmm.
Even though they say it's okay, you know, in a suit, because you're not going to find any shoes that are navy that are going to look good, but I just couldn't do it. So I stayed away from navy suits.
It's tricky.
Mm-hmm. So tricky, girl.
Tricky. Suits,
but there are some of those fashion rules that I've held on to from back when I was handsome and wore good clothes all the time. Like, even though you can wear white pants or white shorts after winter, I don't.
Yeah,
I mean after summer, I don't, and I don't wear boots in the summer.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, boots in the summer is bad. It's too hot.
Yeah.
And I mean, depending on where you live, I guess, but.
And I don't even wear a peep toe after Labor Day.
Even if it's hot?
Even if it's hot.
No peep toes.
I won't do it. Uh-uh.
What about a tight with a peep toe? That's the worst.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Back in the 70s when I was a kid, women, you know, there weren't tanning beds. And so if women wanted to appear more tan, they would wear pantyhose that were tan color. And then a lot of times they would wear that with sandals.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Sandals. I kind of remember something about this in like the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
At church. I don't know if it was still a thing or yeah. I'm just like, it was an older lady. I don't know.
And the pantyhose were sold as sandalfoot was the style.
Sandalfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God.
Yeah. Cause you know, like you remember me telling you, my mom used to send me walking to Walmart to get those, legs, pantyhose that came in the egg.
Yes.
The egg.
Yes.
And it would be, control top, taupe or suntan.
Yep.
Sandalfoot.
I remember the egg.
Yeah. So yeah, you always, you know, tell your son who at the time could be outside playing baseball and stuff, call him in from playing with his friends.
Yeah.
Give him money and say, go to Walmart and buy mama some pantyhose.
Nothing better. You're like, Mom. I was out there hitting bombs. Now I got to go buy you sand, right. Pantyhose and eggs.
Yeah. And I used to say, as soon as I have kids, I'm never going to the store again. Cause my mama didn't.
Yeah.
She mainly though, when I got my driver's license, I don't think she ever went into a store after that.
She had the right idea.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
And it was always, it won't kill you to do this for your mother.
Ooh.
How old were you when, like, you walked or did you?
When I started driving when I was 15.
So you were.
And yeah. So before I was 15. So anywhere from, I'd say, 7 or 8 years old to 15. If she needed pantyhose, I had to walk to Walmart and get them.
Yeah. Well, the difference is now, you know, not the safest thing, you know.
Yeah.
We did things that were fine then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I never walked to Walmart. I'll tell you that much.
there was a trail through the woods that I could get there easily.
Oh, my parents would leave us in the car like it.
Mm-hmm.
God knows where, like yeah, there's nothing.
The only rule was don't touch anything because they'd leave the car running.
Yep. And the window's down.
Yeah. They didn't want you knocking it into gear.
Yeah. It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. Get the latest Extra Funny episode at tjriggins.com, all major podcast platforms, and on YouTube. Thank you for joining us. In 3, 2, 1. This is TJ and Riggins. What is new radio?
You like how we get to it.
New radio is
video.
Watching on video.
Watch each weekday morning just after 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.